get your Bible with you, I hope you do. I'd like to turn with Galatians chapter 3. That'll probably be the first text we'll be looking at. What we've been doing the whole week is we've been looking at who we are in Christ. Who we are in Christ. And each night I give you 5 points, and this will be the I'll give them all to you at the end of the revival. I'll give all of them to you again. But right now, I'm just going to give you the 5 for each night. Does that sound good? And then I'll give them all to you at the end, all that we will do, okay? Who we are in Christ. And it's amazing when you really get to looking at the study of it. Like I said, we did it on Monday, we did it on Tuesday, and now we're going to be doing it on Wednesday. And we get to look at it again and again and again, and we see the great blessings that God has given us. And what we're going to do tonight is let me give you the 5 words for this evening. Let me go ahead and give them to you now. Number one, we are children. We are children. And just think about that for a little bit. This is who we are in Christ. This is who we are in Christ. Number one, we are what again? Children. We are children. Number two, we are citizens. Not only are we children, but we're also citizens. We have citizenship. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have? I'll start preaching on it. But we got citizenship in glory. And there ain't nothing any better than that.
Amen.
There's nothing any better than that. Number three, we are chosen. We are chosen. And number four, we are saints. We are saints, holy ones. Meaning the term saint. And then number five, we are complete. So that'll be the 5 words for the seed. So we're going to have another word of prayer and ask the Lord's blessing on the message. Heavenly Father, we're thankful today to be able to come in with my brothers and sisters and meet together and worship our King. And Lord, we're thankful this evening for the great blessings that you've given in this revival meeting this week. What a wonderful week that we've had so far. We're looking for greater things as the week goes on. But Lord, we pray that you would take this message today, and perhaps if there's somebody here today that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, may today be the day of salvation for them. Maybe somebody here tonight has drifted, not where they're supposed to be, and they know it. Lord, we pray that your hand would touch them and bring them to repentance and back into a proper fellowship with their God. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Alright, so now we're going to go ahead and look at our words. And the first one is, we are children. We are children. And, you know, we read these things a lot of times, and sometimes the greatness of it don't get to your heart. These are great things. Now, just think how wonderful it is to be a child of God. We are children. And the greatest thing in the world for you is that you be a child of the King. Well, there's nothing any more important than that. We want that for our children too, don't we?
Amen.
We want our children to have, we want them to be born again. We want them to know Jesus. We want them to do that. In this world that we're living in now, I hate to say this, but we're losing our children.
Right.
I'm telling you, just honestly, we're losing our children. And it bothers me. I don't know how many, I've been at 40 years of living. I've seen a lot of generations of children come through there. And it's amazed me how many of them that were in church and listened to the preaching and all of these things, but yet now, you don't see it.
Amen.
And blood, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I really believe that we're losing our children.
Yeah.
I do. I've had some good young people in the church over the years that I've been there. But more and more and more, love and hate to say, I'm losing. I'm losing. And it breaks my heart to see that happen. I want to see them in church.
Amen.
They need to hear about the gospel. They need to hear about the scriptures. They need to know about being born again.
Amen.
So I've got a heavy heart for that. And I've seen too much of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen too much of that. I know about college and things, and as the children grow, more pressure to do that which is wrong. And I've seen it happen a lot, and where I've been so long, the place that I'm at, I'm sure you've seen it too, but we're losing our children. What are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? We can pray, can we? I mean, I think you look at it and think, well, there ain't nothing we can do about it. I mean, there's some thing in the world that we can do. Yeah, we can. We can pray.
Amen.
I believe God can turn things around, and I believe He can touch people's hearts if we get and pray. I mean, pray. Not one of them little now lay me down with sweet prayer. I mean something that comes from your heart.
Yeah.
And something that you mean. We need to pray for our children.
Amen.
We need to pray for our children. And we need to talk to them about the Lord and the things of the Lord, because it's going to be too late. By the time they move out, they ain't with you very long, are they? It surprised me. One day I looked and the kids were gone. I wondered what happened, you know. I wondered what happened. So we are what?
Children.
We are children. We are children. The greatest thing that I have is I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
And because I'm a child of the King, I have a home in the Father's house. And that's the greatest thing anybody can ever have. But, beloved, I want that for my grandchildren. I want that for my family. I want that. That's what I want them to see it. And I want them to have it. They look like you. They look at you sometimes like you're from Mars. Not from Mars. I just want you to know about Christ. I want you to have eternal life. What good is a life without eternal life?
Exactly right.
What good is it? You die at the end of your days and you go to hell. What good is that?
Right.
Beloved, you're not successful if you die and go to hell.
Right.
You're not successful if you die and go to hell. That's the worst thing that ever happened to anybody. And I just shudder to think how many daily people that heard, people that sat in pews just like this one, and heard and heard and heard, and one of these days I'm going to do something about it, but they never do it.
Right.
The hardest thing for me sometimes is, Pastor, was they saved? They never said anything. I mean, I wish I knew. I asked them, but they never gave me an answer. They didn't give me a definite answer of any way or whatever. Just didn't even listen. What a sad thing. So I do that a lot. People come to step afterwards. They ready? I don't know, you were with them for 25 years. I just got to them in 5 minutes. You need to tell them. You need to set the example.
That's right.
You need to do it.
Amen.
It needs to be you.
Yes, sir.
It needs to be you, and it's important that it needs to be you. Beloved, we're losing our children. We're losing our church children. We're losing them too. As we go out in the world and school and all the things that goes along with it, all the interactions with all the different types of folk, and they end up doing the things that we specifically told them never to do. You say, well, mine wouldn't do that. Mine did. Mine did. And I did. And I did. I used to see my teachers in high school and they said, was that a yell on work release? They say, stay in trouble. Stay in trouble. I'm going to tell you something. Young people want you to hear this. I started to serve the Lord when I was in ninth grade of high school, ninth or tenth grade. Now, before that, it was awful. But the Holy Spirit of God worked on my heart when I was like 9th or 10th grade. And you know what people did? They thought, what in the world's happened to him? I think they thought I joined a cult or something. They wondered what happened. What happened to him? I quit drinking. Quit fighting. I quit doing drugs. I quit running around. Hey! I quit running around with the people that did. And I had one. We had all them so-called friends, and I went down to one. And he's still my buddy all the way down to the day. All the way down to the day. He's still my buddy. God gave me one good friend. One good friend. And we were tight. And still tied, like I said, all the way down today. We're losing our what? We're losing our children. This bothers me. It bothers me. Our children and our church family and our grandchildren. Or the teachers. Y'all agree with me? We're the teachers. It's not anybody else, but it's our job. We got to teach them. We got to show them things. We got to tell them things. And would you agree with me that the spiritual things are the main things? I want my grandbabies to go to heaven. I want my children to go to heaven. That's what I want more than anything else. I don't care about how much money they make. I get sick of hearing it. I don't care how much money. How long's money last anyhow? You don't take it with you, and when everybody says it, you don't. I guess they could throw it in the hole for you, but I don't think you're going to spend it. Losing. And we need to, they need to get back to this teaching and the study of the Scriptures. Coming to God's house. You know, that's a little boy. My mom made me go to every church. I hated that. And she made me mad. Mom made me mad more than my dad did. Mom would beat me. She would be. Now, I don't mean with a club, but she would take me out. And you had that, where they take you. Mom would take me right down the middle of the church aisle, dragging me. I said, she did. Oh, that was embarrassing. Because all my uncles would go. They would. They would make fun of that. That's why I got so many. They would just laugh, and Mom would do it. I'd make the noise about hearing. You hear him three big smacks and then drag you back up. And here I come and I'll be going. You know what's happening. You know? Listen, I'm glad my mom did.
Amen.
I'm glad she did. She's the main one talking about Jesus, too. She's the main one talking about Jesus. She sat down and looked at me and showed me things. My dad had work a lot. Wasn't his fault. He just had work a lot. He did. And he was a deacon. I understand that, too, but he was just out of town a lot, see? But Mom was there. You know what Mom wanted? She always wanted to know where I was at. That drives me crazy. I'd be over at the boys, you know, we'd be carrying on and stuff, you know. And Mom didn't know where I was at. Here she comes. Yeah! You could hear all over the post. But she wanted to know where I was at. And she knew where I was at. I thought she had eyes in the back of her head. She could see it. I just never did understand. But we're losing our what again? This all tonight, I got to move. This all tonight make it a matter of prayer. For our children, grandchildren, and our nation. The key to it is God's people in it. God's the only one who can change this thing, and only God's people can intercede for that. So we're losing our children. We are children. Now let me move on. We are children. Do you remember the day he was born again and the Lord saved your soul? Do you remember that time when the Lord touched your heart and you became a child of the King? And a new creation. Wonderful thing to be a child. Wonderful thing to be a child. Lord, give me a new birth. I was born again. That new birth will always, when it's true, it'll change you forever. It'll change you. You won't be the same after it. And who does that is the Holy Spirit works on you. And changes you. My scripture says, all things pass away. All things become new. That's what we talked about Monday. It makes you new. Give you a new way of living, new way of talking, new way of worshiping, all these kinds of things. We are children. John 1, 12 and 13 said, as many as received him, to them gave the honor to be children of God. We're children of God. Nothing any greater than that. Isn't it wonderful to thank you that are here tonight, that's born again and trusted Jesus? Isn't it wonderful to think that we are children of the Most High? Of the Most High God? Jim Arthur is a child of the Most High God. Don Bing is a child of the Most High God. What could be any greater than that? We are what? Children. Who made us children? Who chose to make us children? God did. God chose it. God made it happen. Isn't that a wonderful thing? We are children. Let me move forward. Number two, we are citizens. We are citizens. I have citizenship in glory. If you're here tonight born again, you have citizenship in glory. Put a price tag on that. You see, the rich people is all of us here tonight, isn't it? That's who the rich people are. We have citizenship in glory. One of these days, I'm going to go to heaven. One of these days, I'm going to go to heaven. We sing that song, what a day that'll be. When my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon His face, the one that saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. We are children and we are citizens. We have citizenship. We have citizenship in glory. My pop passed a couple months back. And he'd had that disease that he had for 10 years. And he was on dialysis for 10 years. That dialysis stuff's rough. I watched him take it for 10 years. He went through so much. So much. And I prayed so hard. So finally, I was just ready to let him go. You know what I'm saying? I just know he'd been so sick and he'd suffered so long. And when Pop passed, it was the most odd thing for me. I wasn't sad. I couldn't understand not being sad. And I felt bad. I mean, I wanted to cry all over the place, and I did cry. But my heart was so settled where I know where he was at. And I knew he would never suffer again, and I knew he'd never have to have that dialysis again. And I started thinking of all those blessings coming in, and I just couldn't cry. My wife, she said, "Jeff, are you going to go see your daddy?" I said, "My daddy ain't in there. My daddy ain't in there. My daddy's in glory."
Amen.
Oh, God's people say it.
Amen.
I believe it. Y'all believe it?
Amen.
So we are children. And we have citizenship. We have citizenship in glory. And guess what? My pop's there. I bet you got family there. How many of you have family in glory? And you know you're going to see them again. Isn't that wonderful? They used to tell God's people, said, "You know where they're really missing out." Missing out on what? We're missing out on hell. We're missing out on hell. But we got glory coming. Each tick of the clock brings me closer to my home.
Amen.
You know I hate this aging thing. You like aging? I hate this aging thing. I really do. Each tick of the clock, though, I look at it differently. Each tick of that clock brings me closer home every day of my life. Isn't that a wonderful thing? We are children. Children of God. We have citizenship. We have citizenship in heaven. That means our name is written there. That means we also have people that we love that are there. Ain't no wonder we sing the song, "Victory in Jesus." We know the text and we know the different songs, but sometimes it doesn't climb into our hearts. It's kind of going through the motions sometimes. But man, when you get it in your heart, it changes how you look at things. It changes how you look at things. Number three, we are sanctified. We are sanctified. Third one, we are sanctified. What's it mean to be sanctified? To be set apart for a holy purpose. You know, the Lord's done that for us.
Amen.
He set us apart for a holy purpose. What's that holy purpose for?
Serve.
Serve Him just for a while, or serve Him all your days? You serve Him all your days.
Yeah.
I want to serve Him all my days. I want to please Him. I want to please Him. I want Him to be pleased with my conduct. I want Him to be pleased with what I preach. It's all about pleasing Him with regard to me. I want to please Him so much. I'm not going to have to get saved. I'm already saved. I want to do it because I love Him. And I want to, and I have the desire in my heart to please Him. I think there's something wrong with somebody that don't want to please their Savior, don't you think? Want to please Him. So we are sanctified. We've been set apart for a holy purpose. And that's to serve the Lord. Number four. We are adopted. I love to preach on adoption, so throw a book at me if I go too long. But I love adoption. It's one of my favorite texts. The song, I'm a Child of the King, says, I've been adopted. My name's written down. An heir to a mansion, a robe, and a crown. He adopted us. You see, in adoption, the father pays for the child. See what you see? In adoption, the father pays for the child. That's what Jesus did for us. He provided His Son to pay the adoption price for us. And who had to pay the price? Jesus. Do you think He loves you? Let me say it one more time. Do you think He loves you?
Amen.
He does. Who could pay such a price? Only Jesus. Only Jesus could pay that price. Nobody else could pay it. And Jesus paid it. And He paid it in full. And you know what God said for them? I'm adopted.
Amen.
I've been adopted. Like the song says, names written. Then, heir to a mansion, I can't remember the rest of it. Home and crib. Awesome. So we are adopted. Our Father chose us. Our Father chose us. He paid the cost.
Right.
He paid the cost. What was the cost that He had to pay? He had to send His Son. To pay, look at me now, to pay your adoption price. Wow. Isn't it? And just, that's awesome, isn't it?
Right.
That's what He did for us. We are adopted. Number five. We are called. Romans 1:7 says we're called to be saints. Revelation 17:14 says we're called, chosen, and faithful. Called, chosen, and faithful. The Lord called me. Now it's different from calling to be a preacher. That's called to special service. But what the Lord did is He called you to be a saint. He's the one that called you. And that call, when it is irresistible, you respond to it. He gets the glory for the call, too. He gets the glory for the call. You didn't call yourself or drag yourself and all these kind of things. The Lord's the one who calls you.
Amen.
He called and justifies you. He's the one that's done it. And He's done that for us.
Amen.
It's done blowing my mind how great that is. We should be happy all the time, really, when you look at what we got, don't you think?
Right.
Let me give it to you again and we'll close. I'm not going to re-preach it this time. We are children.
Yeah.
We are children. Is that priceless?
Yeah.
We have citizenship in heaven. Is that priceless?
Yeah.
We are chosen. Is that priceless?
Yeah.
We are saints. Is that priceless?
Amen.
And we are complete. Is that priceless? That's what Jesus has done for us. If you don't have that, tonight, you're not. My hair is messed up.
And all God's people said,
Amen.